Oh, King Cole was a merry old soul. Yes, a merry old soul was he.
Oh, bring me my pipe, and bring me my bowl, and bring me my fiddlers three.
Old King Cole's Treasure Hunt, a radio play in 7 episodes. Episode 2, The Clue in the Garden.
Welcome to the land of Old King Cole. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, but not anymore. Things have been going badly, and have made him a thoroughly miserable old soul. However, there might be some light at the end of the tunnel. Jim Ladd, a local adventurer, is looking for clues for his treasure map. Old King Cole and Jim Ladd have agreed to look for the remaining clues together, and then go to find the treasure. But who is the lady who sells seashells, but not on the seashore? And who has rows of bells ringing in her contrary garden? Meanwhile, Stan, Still and Arthur Moe are trying to deliver 2 enormous bags of stuff from the local garden centre.
How many kinds of sweet flowers grow in an English country garden?
Is it much further, Arthur? These bags weigh 1/2 ton.
I'll check directions, Stan. To get to Murdy Murdy's garden, go down Dobbray, turn left and then second right. Or go through Borsdene Woods and bear right at T-junction. Cross bridge over at stream, turn left, turn right round, turn left over at stile, or go right through next gate.
We've done all that. So where is the garden?
Well, it's either up left or right, depending on whether you're facing up or down thill.
No sign of it that way.
No, that way.
These bags are so heavy. Why does Murray Murray need 400 cockle shells?
Keep out, slugs.
Or 400 silver bells.
The magic noise. They'll make ringing it wind. Let's try this way.
How many kinds of sweet flowers grow in an English country garden?
4 hours later, Mary Mary's garden at last.
And I'm Mary Mary. What do you want?
Crooked Garden Centre Delivery Service.
We brought your cockles and bells.
Sign here. And here. And here. And here. Thank you.
How do we get out of here?
Follow the directions in contrary order.
We've already done that.
You should have brought sat-nav.
Now, where was I when I was interrupted? Yes, finishing my hoeing. What ho? Splendid. Now my garden looks beautiful. 2 rows of pretty maids.
Do we have to stay here?
Of course. You maids are a key part of my garden.
But we're tired.
All right, my pretty maids, but don't go far. I'll call you back when my visitors arrive.
Hello, how's it going, Mary Mary?
I'll never be finished in time, Polly. It's so stressful being interviewed on a question of gardening.
Go on, you'll be fine. Fancy being interviewed by the great Alan Titchmarsh. He makes me go weaker than ease.
You should get out more.
What you need is a nice cup of tea. I've put the kettle on.
No, thanks, I haven't time.
Go on, have one. There's some nice sandwiches. Potted meat.
I've too much to do.
So what will you say to the great Alan when he asks you why your garden is so beautiful?
It isn't.
So it is. The most beautiful garden in Hart Common. The answer must be in the soil.
It's full of weeds and slugs.
Slugs? Slugs? Where?
Down there.
I've never seen such ugly slugs.
Ooh, it's slime.
They never stop eating. Flowers, vegetables, crisps, sweets, biscuits.
But they don't eat the special things in your garden.
Oh, yes, we do.
The silver shells and cockle bells.
They're really unusual. You're so contrary.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm not.
You are.
Not.
That's not being contrary. It's being contradictory.
Ask the slugs.
Is she contrary? Yes, she is.
Oh, no, she's not.
Oh, yes, she is.
Oh, no, she's not.
Oh, yes, she is.
This isn't getting me anywhere. All those new cockle shells and silver bells to plant out. And I've got to arrange my pretty maids. Oh, where are my pretty maids? There's 400 of these silver bells to plant, and the pretty maids have to stand in 4 rows.
They're walking this way, very slowly.
Come here, you maids. Now.
Are you sure this is the right garden, Jim, lad?
Positive, your callship. Shells, bells, mangle wurzels. Definitely contrary.
We must have been to every allotment in Cowhead City.
Well, the clue is in this garden. Somewhere.
Ah! You're not my pretty maid. What are you doing trampling on my beautiful garden?
We're on a treasure hunt.
Ah, then you'll be wanting a nice cup of tea. I've just put the kettle on.
What a brilliant idea. I could do with a cup of tea.
You're not digging up treasure in my garden.
Oh, the treasure isn't here. We're just looking for clues.
You are, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Go on. You are. Ask the slugs.
Oh, yes, she is.
Well, I never. Talking slugs.
We're looking for a piece of paper about this size.
Like that one there.
Put that back. It's a seed marker. It shows where I planted a new row of silver bells.
You plant bells?
Then why does it have part of a map on the back? And some writing.
The next clue.
He may sound like an imposter, but whether you're ill or not, this travelling physician can prescribe something useful.
The flying doctor.
Casualty. Turn on the blue light.
Na 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 na.
Look at that. Huge great footprints right next to my cockle shells.
Why don't you fill them up with water? Alan Titchmarsh likes water features.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Let's have a nice cup of tea. That'll calm you down.
Good idea.
How many kinds of sweet flowers grow in an English country garden?
If you wish to listen to the rest of the episode, then please press the button on your browser.